Okay, so this for this evening's shiur, I entitled "Disposing of Chametz, Getting Rid of Chametz." We know there's an issur bayura and bayimotze that you're not allowed to have chametz in possession on Pesach, and it's a mitzvah to get rid of it. So, in our Mishnah here on Daf Chof Aleph Min Aleph, we have two opinions as to what the proper way to get rid of it is. The Mishnah says that's in source number one, "Rabbi Huda Omer ain bir chametz ela sreifa." The way to dispose of your chametz, to get rid of your chametz, is dafka through burning it. That's what Yehuda says. The only way to dispose of your chametz, if the mitzvah to dispose of your chametz, is through burning. Now, we keep in mind, in the back of our heads anyway for the moment, and we'll get back to it later at the end, we have time, there are really two issues. There's the issue of getting rid of chametz, but there's also a mitzvah to get rid of your chametz. In other words, there's one point of getting your chametz is to avoid violating the two lavim, the lavim of bayira, bayimotze. You're not allowed to have chametz in your possession on Pesach. So in order not to have chametz in possession on Pesach, you have to get rid of it. But besides that, there's also a mitzvah. The pasuk says, we'll see the pasuk a little later, tashbisu sorm botechem, you have to get rid of any chametz from your possessions. It is also a mitzvah say to get rid of it. So there's really two things. You know, there's a mitzvah not to have chametz in your possession, so you better get rid of it. But then besides that, there's a mitzvah say to get rid of it. So according to Behuda, in our mission over here, the end of the mission, it says, according to Behuda, ain bir chametz elas reifa. The only way to fulfill the mitzvah of getting rid of your chametz is by burning it. Okay. And you can crumble it up, bizarre la ruach, scatter it into the wind, and so on. Omatelayam, you can throw it into the ocean, into the water, and so on. You don't have to burn it. You can get rid of it any way you need to get rid of it. You can get rid of it. This could be relevant out of this year on Pesach. This coming year, as we may mention, you may know, Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. So it's one of those unusual years. It happens not that frequently, but it does happen, that Erev Pesach lands on Shabbos. When Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so obviously you can't burn any chametz on Erev Pesach because it's Shabbos. So we do sreifas chametz, we do burn the chametz on Friday, but many people still have to hold on to chametz because you have to eat something for hamotzi on Shabbos. All right, so some people already are Pesachdik. Most people better be Pesachdik, but some people have a special room that they'll still eat chametz and they'll get rid of the chametz. The problem is you can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach either. So what are you supposed to eat for Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos? So Mitzvah Shem, we get closer to that. We'll talk about that, a fascinating subject of Erev Pesach Shalos B'Shabbos. But in any event, many people that have the whole house, of course, Pesachdik, it has to be because Motzei Shabbos is already Yantav, it's already Pesach, but they'll leave one corner or one room or one table that they'll have some chametz on, and then they'll be careful to get rid of all of that, not to make any crumbs and not to let anything fall on the floor, and to get rid of that chametz. So let's say you have a little bit left, what do you do with it? You can't burn it, so then you have to get rid of it some other way. So that's the Chachamim say in general, even when it's not Shabbos, there's no problem. You get rid of the chametz, however you get rid of it. You can crumble it up, you can throw it into the wind, you can throw it out into the ocean and so on. Any way you get rid of it is fine. Okay. Now, question that I'd like to look at, first of all, is why would Rabbi Yehuda make such a demand? Why would Rabbi Yehuda say you have to burn it? What's the difference? As long as you get rid of it, to flush it down the toilet, you can crumble it up and throw it into the river. Well, what's the difference? As long as you get rid of it, why should it make a difference? Why should it make any difference how you get rid of it? Okay, so if we take a look at the next source, this is the Gemara later on, Daf Chof Zayin Amud Beis, it's clear where Rabbi Yehuda got his idea from. The third source says, "Amar Yehuda ain bir chametz ela sreifa," and he says logically because of something called nosar, which we have by karbana. Some of you have learned that before. The pasuk in Parshas Tzav. Did I print? I don't know if I printed the pasuk. Oh, I did. Yeah, the second source. I printed the pasuk. It says, "Vanosar mibsar zevach b'mashrishi ba'eshi sareif." The din of nosar when you bring a carbon, so you have X amount of time to eat the carbon. Usually, you have the rest of that day, and you brought the carbon and the following night. Once a different din by a carbon shlomen, and whatever the time of eating is up, whatever meat happens to be left, you better not to leave any meat. But if you have any meat left, so ba'ishi sarev, that's called nosar. Nosar literally means leftovers. So the Torah says, yeah, you have to get rid of the leftovers. How do you get rid of the leftovers? So there, the Torah specifically says it has to be done through the medium of burning. That's what it says specifically in the Torah with regards to the sugya of nosar. So again, Nosar is by many korbanos, okay, whatever remains of the korbanos after the amount of time that we were given to eat it has gone by, so you have to burn it. And there it says openly, you have to burn it, okay? And there are many other, number of other places where the Torah says such a thing. So Rabbi Yehuda draws an equation between getting rid of your chametz and getting rid of your nosar. What's the equation? So first he says in source 3, Amar Yehuda ein b'chametz nosar v'adin nosin. Uman nosar she'eno b'bay or b'yimotze. Nosar, it's not no iser to possess nosar. In other words, when you have leftover meat from the carbon, there's no iser to have it in your possession. There's not a specific lav to have it in your possession like there is by chametz. But nevertheless, you have to burn it. So ma nosa she'ena b'bayiro b'yimotzei ton sreifa than chometz she'yeshu b'bayiro b'yimotzei lo kol shekein. That's the she'ton sreifa. Of course it requires sreifa. That's the first thing that he says. Okay? In other words, you're not allowed to leave over any part of the animal after the appointed time to eat it. But if you did leave it, so there's no iser in owning it. Okay? There still remains an obligation to burn it. You have to burn it. You're supposed to burn it right away. If you held on to it, you have to burn it later. But there's no iser by your or by motzis. So Yehuda says it's certainly a kal vachomer. Okay, if noser is not subject to any law of ownership, okay, by your or by motzis, so the chametz is, and so avada you have to burn, and that has to be burned. Noser has to be burned nonetheless, and certainly it's true about chametz. And the Gemara says, but you can answer that, and the chachamim who disagree. After all, it sounds like a good equation. So the Chachamim who don't require you to burn chametz must have an answer. So the Gemara, I'm not printing, we're not learning that whole sugya now, but they printed that it's not true. You can't make such a kal vachomer because, again, they have other things, there are reasons you can't do it. They don't apply the kal vachomer. So then Yehuda changes his tune a little bit after the three dots in source number 3. Chaz Yehuda v'donu din acher. He has a different thing. He says, no sar asur b'chila, the chametz asur b'chila man, no sar b'sreifa, af chametz b'sreifa. So his second attempt, Yehuda's second attempt is a simpler attempt, okay? You're not allowed to eat no sir, that's for sure. Okay, you're not allowed to eat no sir. Again, supposed to be not allowed to eat it. You're also not allowed to eat chametz. Just like no sir has to be burned, so chametz also has to be burned. So again, the Chachamim answered, that's very nice, but there are other things that also, let's say, a nevela. Right, the nevela means an animal we've discussed in the past that was shech, that was killed and or died, other than through proper shechit. You're not allowed to eat that either, but there's no din, you have to burn it. See, they don't like that. They don't like that equation either. And then he throws out, yeah, but nosar is like chometz, and it's not only osar b'achila, it's also osar b'hana. And the chometz is also osar b'achila b'hana. So therefore, my nosar ton sreifa, I'm chometz ton sreifa. The answer, it's not just that it's osar b'achila, which you could, destroy the limud by saying the same thing is true in nevela. But here by nosar, it's osar b'achila and hana. Okay, so therefore, if nosar requires sreifa, then chametz also requires sreifa. So they mentioned the chametz answer, no, but the other things that are also asur b'hana, let's say shor anisko, we discussed, right? A shor that was put to death because it gored three times, right? So shor anisko is asur b'chila and hana, but you don't have to burn it. You can, by definition, the shor anisko. So each time they give an answer, finally in source number 4, in chav ches amud aleph, it says Chaz Yehuda v'Donu Din Acher. No, sir, yeshon b'bal tosiru. The chametz is b'bal tosiru. Okay, ma no sir b'sreifa, chametz b'sreifa. So then Rabbi Yehuda said one another attempt. He said it's no sir is subject to lo tosiru. Right, it's not only not allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to leave it over. That's the whole point. The whole idea is you're not allowed to eat any meat left over, beyond the appointed time that you're allowed to eat it. So therefore, chametz also bal tosiru. Not allowed to leave, doesn't say bal tosiru, but it says, not allowed to leave it over in your possession. That's what bayir b'yimotzei means. So just no sreifa, so too chametz is sreifa. And you got to answer that also. But what do you see from this whole shakla v'taria with Rabbi, with Rabbi Yehuda, that he's comparing, however exactly his comparison works, and you might think that some of his comparisons are weaker, but however the comparison works, the bottom line is Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that we compare chametz somehow to nosar, and just like nosar has to be burnt, so too chametz has to be burnt. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda says you have to burn the chametz, okay? And that's the way you get rid of it, okay? Are you with me? Very simple. That's that Gemara. However, there's an important limitation. Rebbe? Yeah, question. Yeah.
Rebbe, when it says Chazer Rebbe Yehuda, is that, let's say, us trying to understand Rebbe Yehuda, or are they actually recording a conversation between Rebbe Yehuda and the Chacham?
It's a good question. I don't know the answer. Okay, I don't know the answer. It looks from Chazer Rebbe Yehuda like he actually, there was actually a conversation. But yeah.
And Rebbe, if so, it was a conversation. Let's say, why is he so fixated on proving Ein Bi'ir Chametz Elo B'Sreifa? Is that because he heard it from his Rebbe?
Evidently, that's what he thinks they're correcting. And he thinks the limudim from Nosar are good. He thinks that's what I'm trying to point out. He thinks the limudim from Nosar makes sense. Each time they give a teretz. Okay, so they have a teretz, but you can get out of it. But he's convinced. I think that that's what the Gemara is telling us. I think what the Gemara is telling us that the reasoning, Yehuda's reasoning is because he thinks Chometz is parallel or closely enough. Okay, parallel enough to Nosar that it requires the same din. That's what I think. Okay. But now, if you turn back, if you have a Gemara with you, if not, you're following the source that you have over here, if you look back at an earlier Gemara in Pesachim, back in the first parak, on the Yud Beis and Mid Beis, we find a very interesting limitation on what, on Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Because there, on the Yud Beis and Mid Beis, kind of in the middle of the page, with source number six in our sources over here, it says as follows. Rava Omar, Lav Hainu Tam de Yehuda. The subject there is, most of you are learning in the Shir, you're learning in the beginning, Orl Arba Asar, that's what you're learning in the Shir. Just give me, yeah. Some of you are learning.
Yeah,
Rebbe. Most of you learn from the beginning of the first paragraph, right? So you know that you have to search for the Chametz at night and so on. So maybe you'll get up soon if you didn't already to some of the Gemaras, but you know this anyway from learning Hilchos Pesach. You know that you have to burn the, certain hours in the morning that you have to, by which time, even though the Torah says you don't have to get rid of your chametz until, until midday, we make it a little bit earlier. We make it 2 hours early after you finish eating it, and 1 hour early you have to burn it and so on. And the assumption of the Gemara is because, especially in the, I think I may have mentioned it previous year, especially in the days when I had no clocks and watches and, precise timepieces, so it's hard to figure out exactly when is midday, right? So Adam Torah, a person can make a mistake, and if you're just using a sunlight, looking at the sun, so it's hard to tell if the sun's right now in the middle of the sky. Is it tucked in the middle of the sky right now? Or is it moved over a little bit? Whatever. So therefore, but that's the discussion over there. So the Gemara says, Rav Amar, that's not to be the time of the Behud of Chametz, Lav Mishum Tosi. The low tall inchi ben chomesh l'sheva, ke the kamar chomesh chom mizuch and so on. Behind the kamar tall and chol chomesh, why do you have sort of an extra hour, so to speak, the fifth hour? Okay, the hour from the day begins at 6. So it's 6 to 7, 7 to 8, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11. That's the fifth hour. You have that extra hour, okay? Why do you have that extra hour? So he says, Yavin l'shua achas lil kot bo etzim. To get wood to be able to burn the chametz. You have to be able to get wood to burn the chametz. Why? What do you need an extra? In other words, the basic point of Rava here is that we're not worried about a mistake in the clock. That's not why he says, the same Rabbi Yehuda, because the same Rabbi Yehuda says you have the earlier time, you have to get rid of chametz by an earlier hour. So it's the same Rabbi Yehuda. So Rava says it to Rabbi Yehuda following his own reasoning. In other words, let me give you a step back. Okay, I should have printed the earlier Gemaras, but it just gets too involved. But Rabbi Yehuda is the same person who says, the same Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you have to get rid of the chametz at an earlier hour. Okay, it's the second mission. If you want to look it up, it's on Daf Yud Amud Beis. Okay, on Daf Yud Amud Beis. So in any event, the sugya, so the Rava proposes that Rabbi Yehuda over there, in terms of advancing the time by which you have to get rid of your chametz, okay, is following his sheet over here with regards to how you get rid of your chametz, okay, and Rava says lav hanu tam Rabbi Yehuda. It's not that's not the reason. It's not because you make a mistake. It's not in your calculation, because you're not going to make that big a mix up. Okay, the fifth hour and let's remember, the midday means the beginning of the seventh hour. So from the fifth hour to the seventh hour, that much of a mistake a person's not going to make in terms of the position of the sun in the sky. Okay, but rather the Behuda L'Tamei, that the Amar Ein Bir Chometz El Asreifa. In our Mishnah over here, Adaf Chafal, at the beginning of the second parak, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein bir chametz ela sreifa." Okay, so it has to, you have to burn it. So you have to give the person time to go ahead and get the wood together to burn. Okay, you have to have wood. All right, and the idea is, if it would be mutter to eat chametz during that fifth hour, and we still be mutter to eat chametz during that hour, so then, you know, you sit down, you have breakfast, you make a scrambled egg, and have some bagels and whatever else, and forget to get the wood. But it'll end up losing track of the time, and that's what you're afraid of. You won't be able to have wood. And therefore, by saying you can't eat chametz, then everyone will have nothing else to do. You want to eat, and everyone will remember. You'll remember now that I finished eating chametz, I also better get busy getting rid of my chametz. I think psychologically. What? Yeah, you keep it. Yeah.
Why don't we request people to get the wood ahead of time? I mean, there are other mitzvahs. We don't give people an extra hour for other mitzvahs so that
yeah, they can get. Yeah, you don't have an extra hour, but again, I think psychologically, you know, psychologically with us, you give a deadline when you have to finish eating, and then I know right away I better get rid of my chametz too. You know, it gets you in the mode, so to speak. I think that's what he means, right? By saying that now, by the end of the Zman, you can't eat anymore. Oh my gosh, it's already Erev Pesach, right? The Erev Pesach takes over. Oh my gosh, can't eat chametz anymore. Now we're almost in the Pesach mode. So I better hurry up now and get rid of the chametz. That's what he says over here. Okay, it's a good question. Don't take away from your question, but that's what he says. Okay. In any event, so therefore that it relates to the local sugya over there. But that's what he says. Rav Amar Lava and Atam Rabbi Amar Ein Bir Chametz Ela Sreifa. V'le'yavu l'Rabbanan Shoachas L'kod Bo Eitim. So Ravina asked Akash against Rav. One second, Amar Rabbi. Again, I don't even print the answer because it's not our issue. But the Akash is very important because he quotes a second statement of Yehuda. Amar Yehuda Emosai. Shelo b'shas b'yuro, avo b'shas b'yuro hashpasas b'chol davar, meaning that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that at a certain point hashpasas b'chol davar, that you don't have to burn it, you can destroy hashpasas b'chol davar, means you can dispose of it however you want to dispose of it, like the Chachamim said in our Mishnah in the second paragraph, right? That you can crumble it up, you can throw it into the ocean or whatever. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that. B'shas b'yuro. You see that? Amos says shalom b'shas b'yuro. B'shas b'yuro hashpas b'chol davar. Okay, you see that point? A very important comment. Okay, it was when do to clarify? Rabbi Yehuda said, when do I insist that you can get rid of chametz only through burning? Okay, that's b'shas b'yuro. Okay, I'm sorry. That's shalom b'shas b'yuro. Okay, shalom b'shas b'yuro. I have to see what it means. Okay, but b'shas b'yuro, then hashpas b'chol davar, you can get rid of it any which way you want. Like the Chacham said, the Yehuda only argues puts a limitation, so to speak, on the argument of Rabbi Yehuda, on the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so this is the Gemara. Now we need to understand exactly what the Gemara is saying here. Let's look at Rashi. Okay, let's look in Rashi. I'm trying to move my. My wife just rearranged this room, so I'm just trying to get used to sitting. The lights don't interfere. Everyone can see me okay.
I mean, you don't have to
see
Rabbi.
I don't have to see my pretty face, but okay. Anyway, so you look at the Rashi there on Yud Beis and Beis. Okay, Rava Amar Tami the Behuda Chametz Lav Mishum Tausa. It's not because the guy will mix up what hour the Lotoy Inshim and Chametz Shosheva and the Kamar Chametz Chametz Mizuk etc. But hide the Kamar Ton Kol Chametz Behuda Tamei the Amar Beidach Pirkin, right, referring to our mission in Perkol Shoa Ain Bir Chametz Elisrefa Hilchach Amar Bana Bachiloso Kedei Shilo Pnad Alaket Eitzim Bein Time. You'll have enough time to get your wood together. Be sure say Kol Chametz Enon Iskar Aval Achsu Tali Adame Enaf Shem. To remember to get the wood. I mean, answer your question, Akiva, because people are last minute people. People are last minute, you know. Oh, they'll forget to gather the wood. Okay, but now the more important thing for us now is the next part. Amosai ani omer ein bir chametz elisrei. For this is Rabbi Yehuda talking. When do I say? When do I insist that ein bir chametz elisrei? When do I insist? That's only shalo b'shas b'yuro. Which Rashi defines, this is Rashi now, Shalo b'shas b'yuro, b'tchilas sheish, b'chol sheish. Okay? That's Shalo b'shas b'yuro. I insist on burning only Shalo b'shas b'yuro, meaning during the sixth hour, the 11 to 12 hour, 11 o'clock a.m. to 12 noon a.m., the 12 noon hour. Okay? That's when I insist, and at which point chametz is still mutter, as Rashi says, dakati midoraisa shori. At that point, midoraisa, there's still no iser, because midoraisa, nothing happens until midday, noon. Okay, so Shalom Bishas Biuro means, says Rashi in 7, Betchila Sheish V'chol Sheish Dakati Midoraisa Shori. Avo Bishas Biuro, but at the time when you have to dispose of it, Bishas Biuro, okay, then, meaning Bisheva, when you hit the 7th hour already, okay, meaning noon, beginning of noon is the beginning of the 7th hour, Shu Muzam in a Torah, at that point we're dealing with the Raisa, then Hashpo Soso B'chol Dover. Okay, then Hashpos is b'chol dover. Okay, so what Rashi is telling us here, because once the 7th hour begins at 12 noon, okay, then there's already an Isser Chometz on a Doraisa level. At that point, it's also midoraisa. It's midday. Okay, so at that point, you can destroy it any way you want. Okay, and at that point, even if the guy doesn't have any wood, at that point, the reason was Rina's Kasha was against Rava was, so the guy will wait, let him wait until the 7th hour. He doesn't have any wood. What do you have to make a whole din just so he'll gather wood? He'll wait till the, you know, why do you have to say that you need to give him an hour to have wood, to gather the wood? So he won't have any wood. So he'll wait until midday and he'll burn it down without the wood. Okay, and won't even burn it. He'll float down a garbage, throw it into the ocean, or he'll flush down a toilet in modern times, or he'll crumble it up and scatter it into the wind, right? Forget it. Don't worry about it, right? That's the point, right? The Torah Zelam, I mean, Elo eats him. The guy's got no wood. Yamti not Shas Biura Vashbi Sena B'chol Dava L'chulei Alma. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, so it comes out according to Rashi is that Rabbi Yehuda insists on Sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda insists upon Sreifa. Only as long as, and we just lost someone, okay. Rabbi Yehuda insists upon Sreifa. I'll read the source inside. Rabbi Yehuda insists upon Sreifa only during the 6th hour. Okay, only Shalom Bishas Biuro. When Midoraisa, it's still permissible. Okay, Midoraisa, it's still mutter. Okay, as Rashi said, the Katan Raisa, sorry. Then I insist on burning it, destroying it, Dafka, through the medium of Sreifa. However, if it's already after that point, then I agree, Hashpos B'chol Dover. Okay, this is a very difficult sheet on a number of levels. Take a look at number 8, the Chedush Aran, here in Pesachim Yud Beis Mabeis. The Chedush Aran says, right, Pirish Rashi Zal, Divra Maschel Emasai. You don't have it in front of you now, so I'll read it. All right, I'll read
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Rebbe, I'm so sorry. My Zoom crashed for a second. Could Rebbe make me co-host again so I could share again?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sorry, Rebbe.
Yeah, we got to get used to all this.
Yeah, Zoom can be very confusing sometimes.
Yeah, it's okay. All right, you're in. Okay, anyway, but there's something I have the sheets, but I'll read it. So the Chedush Aran, Divra Maschel Emasai, they're on your base and a base. I'm not so good. Quotes the Pirish Rashi. Oh, here we go. Looks like we're back in business. Baruch Hashem. Good. So thank you. So it says Pirish Rashi Zal, Shalom Bishas Biro, Shah Hashishis. The Sharim in the 6th hour, meaning from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, the 6th hour of the day. The Sharim baby the Raisa. Al Bishas Biro, the Hanab Shiva, Shumuzal of the Torah, Hashpos Bechol Dover, became a Chicane, Torah Zelama, Yamtin Shas Biro, Yashpitan Bechol Dover. So ask the Ran Vikasha Tuva. I have a bomb Kasha against Rashi, Vikasha Tuva. Hey, ad shas isura. 1 second. Are you recommending, sir, that the guy should wait until noon to destroy his chametz, at which time there's an isador raisa in effect? Says the Ran. Hey, chiyamtin ad shas isura v'nimtza sh'omerlov. Right. Oh, the hech ef sheyomer sheomer Yehuda b'shas hetero ein bir chametz elasreifa. It's counterintuitive. At the time when it's still mutter, that's when he's going to insist that you can only destroy it in one way: burning. That's what he's going to insist on that. Hechem motzino dover shu mutter shei mitzvah sarfo. I mean, at that point, chametz is technically the raisa. That's when he's going to insist you absolutely must burn it. Okay, and there's another kash of od the halak kamon perikol shor b'yehuda argamar dama ein bir chametz el sreifa minosu yalifla. Where did we say b'yehuda gets his whole idea of that chametz must be burned from? From nosar, right? But no sir, la achar isuro hu shaton sreifa. At what point does no sir require, do you have to burn no sir? That's dafka after it becomes usur. So to carry your parallel through, then if anything, Rabbi Yehuda should say, when am I going to insist that you have to burn the chomet? You can't do ashpas b'chol davar after it becomes usur. So these are, you see all the Rani has some of the number kasha tuba. He's got a few good kasha against Rashi. First of all, he says, it's a little strange. Okay, you're telling the guy to wait. I mean, I know I've heard of last minute people before, but you're telling the guy to wait. Okay, wait. You don't have any wood. No problem. Wait until midday. Okay, wait until the beginning of the seventh hour. Okay, the 12th midday, and then you can destroy it any way you want. Really, is that a good idea? Is that a good idea to tell people wait until midday to get rid of your chametz? You know, it's not at that point. You know, that one minute off, you're over right away, right? And B, the second kasha is, it's strange because he's going to tell it. Rabbi Yehuda is going to insist on a more stringent position that you must burn your chametz and not get rid of it the other way. He's going to insist on that dafka at a time when the chametz still mutter. But when it's already taka osur, no, then he'll say you can destroy whatever you like. It's counterintuitive. And three, he says, based on our Mishnah, okay, and the Gemara that we saw later on the Chav Zayin or Beis and Chav Chesam and Aleph, we saw that Rabbi Yehuda's whole limud, his whole insistence on burning chametz comes from the mitzvah of burn nosar. Well, when does nosar become nosar? When is the mitzvah of burning nosar set in? When it becomes osar. So that's when the mitzvah of burning chametz should set in, to keep it parallel. So those are some of the kashas that Ran asks. El Vadai, the Ran says, Hachi Purusho, the opposite. The Shalom B'Shas B'Yuro, doesn't mean, it means Hanala Achar Shesh, Umiku Shalobishas Bural of Fisharova Olam of Armbishah Shishes. When go back to the words of the Gemara, okay, in source number 6. Amar Bihuda Amasai Shalobishah, when do I insist on Srefa? That's Shalobishas Bural. What is Shalobishas Bural? Shalobishas Bural says the Ran is opposite of Rashi, Fakert. He says it means after the Zman of the Isra has arrived. That's called Shalobishas Bural. Why is that? Because most of the world is not destroying their chametz anymore at that time. Most of the world has already destroyed their chametz, right? Everybody destroys their chametz before. Who waits till last minute, Charlie? Who waits till the mamish last minute? That's called Shalom B'Shas B'Yuro. Look, 3 lines in the bottom of 8. Elevada hachi perusho. Shalom B'Shas B'Yuro hainu la'achar sheish. Umikru Shalom B'Shas B'Yuro fisharov ha'olam. Mivarin b'shal shishes ketikur chachamim. That's what the chacham said to do. So this schlepper didn't do it. But most of the people in the world burn their chametz when the chacham say to burn it. We all, I mean, the last year was COVID, so I don't know if people made their own beer chametz, whatever they did. You know, I made a little thing in my porch. You know, but okay. But usually there's some big thing by the shul. You go to the fire station or whatever it is. I mean, it's a whole production, and everyone does that before the zman. You look at the luach and it tells you, oh, we have to burn your chametz before 11:42 or whatever time it says in that year, right? That's what people do. So this guy didn't do that. So then after Shalom B'Shash Biur, that's Achar Sheish. That's when he says, it came into the Basri Surahu, Ain Bir Chometz El Asrefa, the Afinan Minosa. That's precisely when Rabbi Hud insists that you must then burn it. You can't destroy it any other way. You Tafka have to burn it because then it's Mamish parallel to Nosa. Of a Bishas Biuro, when it's a time when most people burn the chametz, the Hainan Shor Shishis, came in the Mekame Surah, then I agree, Ashpos Mechol Dover. So the Chedush Aran says, Mamish, the reverse, so to speak, the other way around, than Tosus. So that's what I want to bring from the Chedush Aran. Okay. However, I do want to mention, though, that there are those who answer. It sounds like, I mean, really, the Ran sounds much, to me anyway, I don't know if you guys agree, but the Rashi sounds problematical. You know, Rashi sounds problematical. However, unfortunately, I don't have it in the sheets, okay? But it's become very popular in the Shivas when we learn Pesachim is Rabbeinu David. Some of you Rabbeim have quoted it already, Rabbeinu David. It's one of the Baal HaTosas, but it doesn't appear in the database, so I couldn't print it for you. But the Rabbeinu David over here answers the Taina of the Ran, defends Rashi. Okay, Rabbeinu David says as follows. There is a, let's remember again that Midoraisa, you're not allowed to chametz anymore after midday Erev Pesach, right? It's not the chiyukaris, but it's also right after midday. So that's according to the Torah. Chametz is also after midday, all right? So the Gemara asks, as part of that same sugya, the earlier on Yud Beis Amud Beis, remember, do people make a mistake or people miscalculate? So if the assumption is that people won't miscalculate, is what we said over here, so then why did the Chachamim have to stop you from eating chametz earlier than midday? Right? It must be because people miscalculate. I don't know if I'm making it clear. Does everyone understand what I'm saying? As we saw the Gemara, Rabbi Huda wondering, is the reason why Rabbi Huda made the hour earlier because of people miscalculation? And Rabbi said, no, it's so people can gather wood. And Ravina had a taina, and so what do you mean? They don't need to gather wood. They can wait until midday and then do whatever you like. The way Rashi learned anyway. Okay, but anyway, the without going to in the sugya is somewhat involved. I didn't want to print the whole sugya and spend that much time on it. But I want to show you that the Gemara also wonders about that if we're not worried of the Tosis really wonders why did they say that you stop eating chametz early? So Tosis says, look at 9, Nechel Kulashis, Lav Davka Kulashis. Nobody has a havamin that you can eat chametz mamish. The Gemara asks, if you're not worried about mixing up the time, right? Why can't you eat chametz the whole 6 hours until midday? Even in the 11 to 12 hour, you eat chametz all the time. So Tosa, well, it doesn't mean mamish the whole 6 hour. Look at Tosa, Nechel Kulashis. Right, that's the top tosis on your base and base, early tosis, number 9. No new nechal kulashis, lav davka kulashis, dotzarach lisrof tov sheish, because you gotta get rid of it. So you can't be eating mamish until 11:59 and 59 seconds. And it means most of that. Okay, but on that Gemara, so Rabbeinu David, okay, disagrees. Okay, Rabbeinu David disagrees, and he reminds us of the following. Rabosai, there is no Isser of Bal Yeroa, Bal Yematze that goes into effect after midday on Erev Pesach. The only Isser of Chametz that goes into effect after midday on Erev Pesach is eating Chametz. But Bal Yeroa, Bal Yematze, that doesn't take effect until, Korban David says, until nightfall, till actually Yom Tov arrives. It's a Chiddush, we're not allowed to eat Chametz already on Erev Pesach. Fine, after midday. That's a din, not after midday, and it relates to bringing the carbon Pesach and other things. We're not allowed to eat chametz and erev Pesach, but the issue of Bali Rabbi Motze points out, Rabbeinu David, okay, the Torah never said that you're not allowed to own chametz after midday. What does the pasuk say? Take a look in source number 10, the pasuk in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis of Shmos, pasuk Tesvav 10, Shivus Yomim Matzos Tochel, Ach Bayom Rishon Tashbisu Seor Mibateichem. Right, chametz and so on and so forth. Okay, the key phrase for us is ach b'yom rishon tashbisu. So the Gemara in source 11 earlier in Pesachim, hey Amud Aleph, said v'emel rabos l'rabos l'bir b'yom. How do we know you don't have to destroy? Now, as we know, you're learning now orla arbos. Or some of you get up to this Gemara already. I don't know, daf hey, not yet, but you'll get up to it pretty soon. Okay, maybe some of you are up to it. I don't know, but look at daf hey Amud Aleph in 11. It says, what, if you have to search for the chametz the 14th at night, or lar basar, so maybe you should get rid of it then also, right? You know, what do? We search for the chametz and you put it away in a bag someplace in the corner. Why don't you just burn it then? Why don't you get rid of it? Maybe we should get rid of it at night, just like or lar basar, both get us a chametz. You have to search for the chametz, so let's get rid of it also at night. So Gemara says, no, because it says in this pasuk in source 10, Shmuel's Perek Yud Beis, pasuk says, ach b'yom arishon, b'yom, that's during the day. Okay, b'yom. Okay, so let's get rid of it first thing in the morning, right? Re'ema b'tzafra, tzafra in the morning, the first thing in the morning. No, so it says ach, and ach means, literally the last towards 11, ach, chalek, split the day, ach, chalek, which Rashi says means, on the top of the next page, top of 11, ach, chalek, achen berachen miutin. Whenever you have the word ach, it comes to limit, or rak. In the Torah, it says ach, va'isa ach samech, or rak yishom alecha. You have many times the word ach, not ach brother with a ches, ach with a chaf. Okay, it means but, or it's a limiting word. Alma miktsas hayom mutar umiktsaso aser. Okay, umeata yeshon alechalech chetzel leiser chetzel hetu. So we split the day. Okay, we split the day. That's what it says in the Torah. We can learn from that pasuk of ach. Okay, that yeah, the day is split. The day is split in terms of eating chametz. But what did it say? Ach b'yom rishon tashbisu se'or mibateichem. Tashbisu means to eliminate, remove. Okay. Well, the truth of the matter is that chametz perhaps you could would argue could be removed any time during the day by Yom HaRishon. By Yom HaRishon here means Erev Pesach. It doesn't mean the first day of Pesach. It means the 14th. But by Yom HaRishon means that any time I could learn that any time during the day, okay, from that chometz has to be removed any time during the day of the 14th before nightfall arrives. Okay, so therefore, technically speaking, says Rabbeinu David, you can in fact burn your chometz when right at the beginning of the second part of the day, right after midday, 12:01. Tosis asks, but the Ramban asks, but what do you mean you'll be in violation? No, you're not in violation of anything. There's no bayir abayim matzeh at that point. There's only a mitzvah to get rid of the chometz. The mitzvah to get rid of the chometz will take effect right at the point of ach, right at the point of splitting the day. Right at the point of splitting the day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Rabbi, but isn't Tashbisu alav and nitek lazeh? So therefore, wouldn't my definition of Tashbisu existing, I would also have Bayer and Bayer Matzeh?
So wait a while. I mean Bayer or Bayer Matzeh is the lava and nitek lazeh.
Yeah.
Right, but okay, so... That's a good question. That's certainly on Pesach. If you violate, if you find chometz in possession, you have to destroy it. But the you're asking, how can it be a mitzvah of Tashbisu without Bayer or Bayer Matzeh? So it's a good question. Yeah, it's a good question. We'll have to talk about that at a different time. We'll have to hold that, keep it in the back of your head. But what I'm trying to say is in Rabbeinu David, is saying that he's not dealing with our issues right now. He's on this part of Tosas. He's dealing with the Tosas question. How can a Gemara say you should be able to eat your chametz right up until midday? So Tosas, well, it doesn't mean really. Top the Tosas that back again. I quoted in source number 9, the one line Tosas. Lav dafka kulish is tzarach lisof toshesh. It can't be talking about the whole 6th hour because you got to get rid of it before the end of the 6th hour. So the 6th hour again is the 11 to 12 hour, right? So you can't keep eating chametz till 11:59 and 59 seconds because then you're not leaving yourself enough time to burn it. So it means most of the 6th hour. But Rabbeinu David says, no, it could be dafka. It could be dafka. Okay, what do you mean? Because there's no bayir or bayir matzah, but there is a mitzvah of tashbisu. Okay, there is a mitzvah of tashbisu. And the mitzvah of tashbisu, according to Rabbeinu David, is to remove the chometz at the beginning of the second half of the day. So therefore, you can do it immediately after midday, 12:01. All right? So the question is, now the Gemara's question makes sense. We're not worried about the time mix-up. Then you should talk to be able to come. It's the whole 6 hour, all 6 hour, not like host said almost all, the whole 6 hour, all the way until 12 midday, 12 noon mamish. Okay. And then right at the beginning of the 7th hour, 12:01, you'll burn it. What does this do for us? Why do I bring this up? Because the Rabbeinu David says, with that, you can answer the question that the Ran asked. Okay. The Ran asked, how can we suggest? One of the Ran's kash against Rashi was, how can we're going to tell this guy, so don't bother collecting any wood, just wait until midday and you'll destroy the chametz then. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, at that point, you can destroy it in whatever way you want. You don't have to burn it. You don't have to worry about any wood. Just throw it into the ocean or crumble it up and throw it into the wind. Okay. So the Ran is, well, how can you tell a guy to, what Ran's kash was, how can you tell a guy to wait, mamish until midday? Then he's going to be violating the Nisr. But according to Ben David, it's not true. According to Ben David, it's not true. At that point, up until 12 noon, mamish, there's no issue. And remember, there's no Isser Bayo Bayo Motzei. Okay, so Ben David says that Rashi could hold that the Torah requires destroying your chametz at the very beginning of the 7th hour, 12:01, but not earlier. So then the Gemara, then Rashi makes perfect sense. We'll tell the guy who doesn't have any wood, wait until 12:01, at which point, according to Behudi, you can destroy your chametz however you like, you don't have to burn it. So I'm just saying that that's how the Rashi could get out of the kasha of Enu David, of the Rav. Does anyone follow that? Did I make it clear? I don't know if did I say it clearly.
Right? Yeah.
Yes, we're a thumbs up. Good. Okay. So that's how. Okay. But anyway, nonetheless, whether you hold from that kash or not, the Ran disagrees with Rashi. And if we look in Source 13, coming back to your bays and obeys, Tosas also disagrees. I mean, Tam and Tosas also disagrees with Rashi. Disagreeing meaning, what did Rabbi Yehuda mean? Or what did the Gemara, what did Rabbi Yehuda mean to say? No, I insist upon Sreifa. What was the language again? Amosai, back in Source 6. Amr Yehuda, in the second line of 6. Amosai, when do I insist you have to have dafka sreifa, no other thing. That's only shalom b'shas biro. B'shas biro hashpasa b'chol dover. And Rashi said shalom b'shas biro. When Rashi learned shalom b'shas biro is prior. Okay, is in hour number six, the 11 to 12 hour. Okay, that's when midoraisa still muta. That's when I insist that it has to be b'sreifa. But after midday, then it can be anyway. Okay, so Tosis, I mean, Tom holds like the run. Okay, and he says, let's look at Tosin 13. It's on Yud Beis and Beis, Yom Asal Emosai. Pirish HaKuntris, Shalom B'Shas Biru B'Sheish, O B'Shas Biru B'Kan V'Elech, O Parach, Ho B'Shas Biru HaShmosu, V'Chol Dover, Yam Tin Ad Sheva. V'Kashu Ben Atam. Same Kashu like the Ran, right? V'Kashu Ben Atam. Hechi Yam Tin Ad Sheva L'Baro, Ha'sikin Lev, D'Goz V'Yehuda B'Shas Yisur, Livdog, Dilma Osi L'Mecha Minei, V'O B'Shas Biru D'Mashnis, and he has all other Kashas, and therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, "Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam, two lines on the bottom of 13, second last line. Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam, the Shalom b'Shas Biro Hanu Achar Sheish, like the Ran, Achar Sheish, Sherov Ha'olam Mevarim B'Sheish Ketikun Chomim, the Tam B'Shav Mishnu Diyalat Minoser, Hanu La'Achar Isuro, Ha'B'Shas Biro, the Hanu B'Sheish. When most people are doing it, then Kevin She'en Mitzvah Levaro Elu Drabbanan Hashpasu B'Chol Dover. Then you're only dealing with Drabbanan altogether. There's no Isur, so then Hashpasu B'Chol Dover." See, that's what the Rabbeinu Tam throws in a point. Anything before Chatzos is by definition only Drabbanan. So when it's only Drabbanan, then Rabbi Huda is not as, the instruction is only Drabbanan, then Rabbi Huda is not as insistent that it has to be done through burning. You hear that extra point that Rabbeinu Tam throws in? He says, if it's before midday, so anything before midday and Erev Pesach, the Torah never heard of. Okay, so that's all Drabbanan. So on the Drabbanan level, then you could argue, but who will say, I don't have to be so strict and require there must be through burning. There he's more mako. Okay, that's what the Tosa says. So there's just an interesting and important point that I want to mention in this connection. And that is the following. It may relate to something else. It's a little bit of a lumbus, but you'll be able to follow it. Okay, so to go over again, all right, to summarize the positions, okay? So according to Behuda, he requires Sreifa only if you're doing the Tashbisu at a time called Shalom B'Shas Biro, but if it's B'Shas Biro, okay, then Hashpasa B'Chol Dover, then he agrees with the Chum, you can destroy whatever you like. So what does Shalom B'Shas Biro mean? So according to Rashi, it means during the sixth hour. That's called Shalom B'Shas Biro. Then you have to burn it, but after Chatzos, right, after 6 hour plus, then Hashbaso Bechol Dover. Okay. The one of the kashas was, you know, how does this relate to Nosar? Okay. So the truth of the matter is, you know, you could get out of it by saying the following. Okay, that we didn't answer that question yet, did we? Okay. I mean, what do we do with the Nosar kasha? That was a good kasha, all right. If Rabbi Huda's whole basis, if Rabbi Huda's entire basis for insisting on Sreifa is because it's compared, Chometz is compared to Nosar. However, the comparison work, he made a few different attempts. Whatever the comparison exactly is, but if the comparison is made to Nosar, so then the Taina is a strong Taina. It's not like Nosar because Nosar the Chiyuv doesn't. The chiv of burning is when it becomes nosar. So I should say the same thing is by chametz. The chiv of burning is dafka, should dafka be when it becomes chametz. When it becomes chametz. So Rashi could say that, it's true that we balabatashan. So the chiv of sreifa by chametz is derived from nosar, but, not the case, they don't have to parallel each other exactly. I mean, that's always an answer, and I don't want to belittle it. I mean, it is a possible answer, right? Okay, it's we learn it from Nosar, but it doesn't have to be every prat doesn't have to match, okay? But there is another more lumdish way, okay? You see, on Nosar, the chalos shame, to use a lumdish terminology, right? The chalos shame of Nosar does not exist until the Shas Isser arrives, right? Now, you're allowed to eat the meat from this carbon for this day and then next night. So whenever the dawn comes the next morning, that's when it becomes Nosar. It is not called Nosar until that point. So therefore, by Nosar, the Chiyuv to burn will not set in until there's a Chalos Shem of Nosar on this meat. With me so far, guys? Got that? It's got to be a chalos shame of Nosar Until then, there's no chiyuv. However, and this is the point, when it comes to chametz, you could say the same thing. What do you mean? Until Erev Pesach, I mean, right now, okay, what's today? Today's the 8th of Cheshvan, now the 9th of Cheshvan, right? So if I have a slice of bread, we call it chametz. It's not chametz, right? We don't call it, you know, I just said, yeah, then when everyone have chametz for dinner tonight. We won't call it chametz. However, whether we call it chametz or not, the fact is, let's take a look now at a Ramban. The Chedusha Ran, later in Pesachim, Laman Amud Beis, in the page of the Rif, Divamas of Hilchasa, for source 14, quotes a Ramban. Okay, without going into great detail now, I realize it's getting a little late, but I want to get through this, and you'll follow it, and hopefully you'll hop on off. Okay, you know, we have in the halachas of Macholas Asuros, we have a distinction. If you cook something, or if you use a utensil for something, so there is what's called a blia, right? There's an absorbed flavor. The flavor is absorbed. If you cook milchigs in a pot, so now the milch or the flesh, whatever you cook in a pot, so that flavor is absorbed into the pot. Okay, it's called a blia. Blia is a swallow. It's swallowed into the pot. And now if you cook again, so, you know, this is a standard kitchen issues, right? You can't use the same pot for flesh and milch because it has a blias isser. So there is a difference in halacha between what we call hetera bala and isura bala. Okay. Let's say I cook non-kosher meat in a pot. By mistake, I bought some whatever, said, and then I realized, okay, so now I had, what, a bunch of years ago, I had that problem in Muncie, and a lot of people had the pots that turns out they cooked because I was an unscrupulous butcher. Remember that a bunch of years ago? Okay, maybe it was before your time. I forgot already how long ago, but some of you may remember. Okay, so people had pots in which they cooked. That's called Isura Bala. The flavor that was absorbed in the pot was a forbidden flavor. Okay, it could be a brand new pot. And now I cook treif meat. I cook chazer in this, or treif meat in this pot. That's called Isura Bala. So that is one set of dinim. We don't need to go into the details now. Okay. But sometimes you have, at the time when it went into the pot, it was mutter. For example, if I have a pot and I cooked milk in the pot. So the milk's not usser. Milk is kosher, right? That's called hetera bala. Okay, and that's going to make a difference if what happens later, whether Isura Bala or Hetera Bala. So now the question is, what happens with a pot that I use all year long for chametz? Is that called Hetera Bala? Because after all, during the course of the year, it's permissible to eat chametz, right? So one could argue that's called Hetera Bala. So the Ran in Pesachim Lamed Beis, in the page Rif, quotes the Ramban, any kli that you have, any pots and pans and silverware that you have, which have an absorbed flavor in it, right? Because it came into contact with heat and so on, use it for chametz. Even though the blia took place before Pesach, took place now, took place in October, okay, when it was perfectly permissible for me to eat bread with chametz with this or cook chametz, still isura bala, okay, it's isura bala. One of the nafkaminas is how do you kasher it? Do you have to have the more extreme means of kashering, okay, through fire? You know, in a very intense heat or less intense heat. Again, the details aren't pivotal for us at the moment. But the Ramban writes, again, the Ramban is quoting the Ramban. It's Tzvichin Libun, which is more intense. Okay? And when do we have Hetera Bala? The classic case of Hetera Bala is if I cook meat in a pot, meat from a carbon in a pot during the time when I'm allowed to eat it, that's called Hetera Bala. Now, after the time, so the leftover meat that's absorbed in the walls of the pot, that's called Isura. Now it's Isura Bala, but it's okay because when at the time when it was absorbed, it's a Hetera Bala. You follow? So now, this is what the Ran says in the name of the Ramban. So in Mela, we can say the following. This is the Lumbus, okay? Rashi may well hold, we ask the Kasha, the parallel to Nosa is no good. Okay, because a nosar becomes nosar when at the time when is there a requirement to burn nosar? When the isser of nosar sets in, when there's a chalos shame of nosar. There's no chalos shame of nosar until that magic moment when it, you know, when the time to eat the carbon meat has expired. Then it becomes nosar meat. But before then it's not. However, when it comes to chametz, the shame chametz is chal the whole year long. Okay? The shame chametz applies all year long. So therefore, according to Rashi, you could say that he is parallel to Nosar. It is parallel to Nosar. Even Shalob, he defines Shalob Bishas Biuro, Rashi does. Okay. Rashi defines Shalob Bishas Biuro as the beginning of the sixth hour. So we ask, what do you mean, beginning of the sixth hour? It's not parallel. That's when he insists on Sreifa. It's not parallel to Nosar. Yes, it is. Because it's still called chametz at that point, even though there's no iser yet, but it's still, there's a chalos shem of chametz. And by the way, we can just add, okay, there is, in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a chalos shem of chametz all year long, right? You're not allowed to, no karbonis, a lot of chametz, just two exceptions, okay, the lach metoda and the shtei lechem, but most karbonis don't have any chametz, so the chalos shem of chametz is relevant not only in the Beis HaMikdash, not relevant not only in the Pesach, it's relevant all year long. So Memela, and this will finish, I'm sorry for going over, I just want to finish this point, okay? Memela comes the round, according to Rabban, who says that there is a chalos shem because it's called the Surabola, and therefore, Rashi is justified in making his comparison to Nosar even before the Isser Chametz sets in Erev Pesach. Even in hour number six, the 11 to 12 hour, Rashi will say that's already called Chametz because after all, we call it Isura Bola. So it has a Chalos Shem of Chametz and therefore it's parallel to Nosar. And therefore, yeah, I'm okay with the Behuda saying during that slot, you have to burn it. That's when he Dafka requires burning because it's parallel to Nosar. Okay. It's parallel at that point. So this is one way to learn Rashi. On the other hand, okay. Again, you don't have to come out to this lum because you could always, there's a third terutz that Rashi could give that before we gave three terutz, right? How does Rashi compare chametz and nosar? So one is okay, it doesn't follow the exact comparison. Then we had this lumdisha thing, it's still called the Surah Bala, or another possible answer. Okay, another possible answer is there's a difference between nosar and chametz as to what the chi of Sreifa does. Okay, and that is that when it comes to nosar, the chiyuv of Sreifa is generated by it having become Nosar. According to the Rashi, okay, the chiyuv of Sreifa by Chametz, okay, is to prevent you from having Chametz on Pesach. It's not generated by the fact that it's already Usser. It's generated by the fact that it's going to be an Isser. So therefore, it's a more detailed explanation as to why they're not necessarily parallel. You follow? When it comes to Nosar, the chiyuv of Nosar is generated by it becoming Usser. So therefore, we have to burn it. But chametz, you could say, no, the whole purpose of burning it is that it will not become usher, right? It won't become usher in the future. Okay, then that's only true, you know, afterwards. So that's that. Just to finish this, listen, I'm sorry, I always want to finish the last point. Okay. According to Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran, they switched it. They said the opposite of Rashi. Okay. That may be the Rabbeinu Tam Shitoso, because look at 15, and this will finish for today. Look at 15, it's a toast in Chulin, Chesman al Dir Maskel Shalib Nabor, but Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Yesh Lechalek Abbe Chomets, Mishum De Terabala. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with that Ramban in the Ran. He says all year long, Chomets is called Het Terabala. So Rabbeinu Tam is insistent that if you want to hold the parallel to Nosar, then you cannot say that during hour number six, the 11 to 12 hour, that's when Rabbi Yehuda insists upon Sreifa. Doesn't make any sense. It's not called Chametz at that point. What do you mean it's not called Chametz? Before we said it is called Chametz because it's Isura Bala. But Rabbeinu Tam happens not to hold that way. Rabbeinu Tam in Chulin, Chesam Aleph, happens to hold the Gabi Chametz at Terabala. It's not going to be called Isura Bala until on Pesach itself. On Pesach itself, it's Isura Bala. But before Pesach, it's called Heterabola. So Memela, it comes out very nicely. Shitoso, okay, that's Rabbeinu Tam Shitoso, and the parallel to Chometz and Nosar has to be that it has to be, you know, it has to be only once the issue sets in, once the Chalos Shem sets in. Okay, the Chalos Shem of Nosar sets in as a Chiyuv of Sreifa. The Chalos Shem of Chometz sets in at midday, then as a Chiyuv of Sreifa. Before then, it's not called Chometz. Because he happens to hold Isura Bola. Okay, I hope I didn't mix everybody up. Did everyone follow that? Okay, that's the machlokas of Yehuda and the Chachamim, and a major machlokas really Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi was the Ran, Rashi was the Ran Tam. What what Rabbi Yehuda meant by his limitation? Okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Rabbi.
Okay. Rabbi, followed. If not,
try to re-email it to me. It looks like it didn't go through the first time.
I'll email it again. No problem.
Rabbi Talbis.
Yes.
I'm sorry about the Rabbi. Could Rabbi please send me the recording?
Sure. No problem.
Thank you so much.
Very good.
Thank you so much, Rabbi.
Very good. Good night.
Good night.